riding along in my automobile. I sent you to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Cuddling more and driving slow. With no particular place to go.
Hey there, cats and kittens. My name is Mike Coughlin. This is MMA and Stuff.
Bobby.
And there is, in fact, a second person coming along for the ride. Unfortunately, they're not here yet. You see, my friends, sometimes a man has to do what a man has to do. And that includes the intro to his own show on his own website. How do you walk through the damn city here? No, you shut up. No, what happened is, that's a train. You guys have trains where you're from? I assume that Europe doesn't have trains yet, despite all those movies. Anyways, I'm recording this a little bit here on Wednesday evening as I'm walking in my car, which is fitting because, see, this morning I was driving this car down to work here. And you see, what happened is Matt and I decided to record a show. Which meant Matt had to record it. Now, I wish I could give him a lot of shit because he screwed up the recording. But I can't, and, you know, given how many times I fucked it up.
Hello, train.
I'm glad I'm in the city. I don't look half as crazy as I do in the suburbs. This place is evil. Anyways, I really want to get a joint. It's like a cigar. That'd just be a ton of weed. I couldn't handle that. Anyways. So we recorded it. Unfortunately, only his half of the audio recorded. What to do? What to do? I could just record something on my own and be like, hey, we got to show up. I get to throw up the Matt-only audio portion and do that. But instead, what I'm going to do in just a few short moments is I am going to listen... I'm going to somehow try to listen to what Matt is saying while I record my responses. Basically, I'm going to listen to the show and I'm going to talk to Matt for the second time, except for he's going to be responding to me from the first time, but you'll have no idea what I said. And I won't really remember because obviously it's a fucking hour long show and I'm driving my car, it's 8 a.m. and I'm an idiot. So, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if I will get bored of this after about 2 seconds. Probably. But whatever happens, it comes next. And my friends, we're all in this one together. Here we go. Right, Matt?
Welcome to MMA and Stuff on HalfGuarded.com. My name is Matt. That is Michael Coughlin. This is a very, very special edition of program.
He had no idea.
Mr. Coughlin is driving in his car to
I
work.
I am, again. Yeah, I am. Look
you
at that.
You just dropped off the puggle at Doggy Daycare.
I did. I'm a really good guy,
very
aren't
responsible
I?
Of you.
Yeah.
I am in my basement. This is also a morning edition
no,
of
it's
the
not.
Program, which we don't typically do. Normally record late Wednesday night. So I want to warn our one or two listeners that... there could be some news today that
could
we
be.
Don't know about
Supreme
yet.
Court!
I can't predict what that might be. I hope it involves Jon Jones or Conor McGregor.
Johnny Hendricks retired!
Because that's always fun stuff when it does break.
Yeah, if Johnny Hendricks retired, and Supreme Court's going to be Republican.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you got it. I wonder how long this will be funny for.
I'm surprised there hasn't been one of those yet.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, you'd think... that I could do a better job. But, yeah, this is what it is. I'm going to wait for him to get to, like, a real topic, and then I can jump in and be like, yes, Matt, I'm answering your actual question. I must fucking just rant a lot on this show.
Because, very true. There, he's probably got some out there.
Yeah, I bet I do. Jon Jones has kids everywhere, I bet.
He does, yes.
Oh.
Okay. So, this can be an abridged version as well, because you got to get to work, correct?
Well, I'm kind of. Not anymore. Hello, Matt?
Oh, good. perfect. And my kids are still asleep from what I can tell, so that there's a chance they're going to come down mid-show and interrupt and ask for breakfast.
But they didn't. The dog's at the bed.
My son will ask if I can wipe his nose. He has a double ear infection currently. So,
baby.
This could be a mess. It's also my wife's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
so let's get on with the show.
What's up, you fine piece of white?
This past week... June 27th.
Oh, yeah, it's my parents' anniversary.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Good one for my mom, because my dad's there.
It was almost a week ago now, 6 days ago. These PFL reviews are going to be a bit dated, I think, if we keep going this route. We had PFL episode 2 of their ongoing tournament. In the main event, Will Brooks defeated Luis Firmino via unanimous decision. I don't think anyone cares, but Will Brooks got a win, which he hasn't done in a while.
Yeah, I made fun of Will Brooks here because I said nobody likes him because he's Will Brooks, who gives a fuck. You know, fuck Will Brooks. What a loser. I think I like all my thoughts done quick so I can be ready for Matt to talk. So yeah, Will Brooks.
Brian Foster defeated Ramsey Nijem via third round knockout. I think it was a knee and then punches on the ground. Pretty cool finish.
Yeah, you know, punches are always cool. I like punches.
Okay. Two-time Olympic gold medal winner in judo, Kayla Harrison defeated Brittany Elkin via submission, armbar at 318. Harrison looked really good. She got it to the ground and just dominated on the ground like you would presume she would. Issue for her is her size, and I don't mean that in a bad way. She's just bigger than your average woman. She weighed in at 155 for this fight, and I can't name another single 155-pound woman fighter in the world.
Cyborg. That's my joke here. Cyborg. There, he laughed. Isn't that good? This is fucking fascinating right now, isn't it? I don't really know if it is. I know I talked about Cyborg here and how I would like the idea that Cyborg would finally lose in MMA and her excuse would be that her opponent was bigger than her. Like, that would be awesome, wouldn't it? Like, of all this time, that's what Cyborg bitches about. Ooh, she was too big for me to fight. That's not fair. I'd be like, yeah, it's not fair, is it, Cyborgy? Huh? Not fair at all. Wow, I just really wouldn't shut the fuck up. Poor Matt. Oh, there you are.
I thought she looked pretty good. Post-fight, she comes off pretty charming and nice and genuine and just like a decent, fairly normal person considering she won a gold medal. And I think there's a lot of potential there, but I just don't know who she fights. I don't know if she can make 145. It looked like she had a lot of muscle on her, like she might be able to cut another 10 maybe, or someday maybe Cyborg goes up. Or UFC just creates a 155-pound division, which will probably be what would happen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a dumb division, but who cares anymore? It's all about seeing people do
and
their
strong.
Thing.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe this is the part where I was talking about Cyborg being just too small and then crying about it, like the steroided dick clit lover that she is. I don't know if she loves him, but she just has.
I thought you were gonna say he doesn't give a shit about you and what you want.
That's probably Santa Claus I was talking about. Maybe Jesus. Yeah, it's definitely going to have been talking about Jesus there. I'm also smoking marijuana while I drive and do all this. And fuck you, get out of the fucking lane, you fucking dick lick! The fuck? Get the fuck out of the fucking lane! You can't just fucking park here. I don't care if your fucking flashers are on. I should rip
that
fucking
head. Escudero defeated Jason High via submission and guillotine at 35 seconds of the third round. This one was interesting because High won the first two rounds, I think, on all the judges' scorecards. Escudero pulls guard with this guillotine. High's fighting it off and kind of reached up to kind of, like, I guess, hand fight a little bit. And the referee stopped the fight. This was not a tap. High was not out. I don't think he was in a lot of danger. He was trying to get out of it, but... the ref called the fight, and High was pissed. I think he shoved the ref and threw a bunch of chairs around cage side.
Yeah, it's a stupid fucking ref. Doesn't know what he's doing. I know that it looked like High was kind of like grabbing for the hands, but he was clearly, you know, he was grabbing for this. He wasn't tapping. That said, it was kind of like I could see like a dumb referee maybe seeing it, not getting it. But come on, man, we're talking a choke. A choke, people. We're not talking an arm bar or something that can really break your you know, hurt you. And injure. Like, it's a choke. People get choked all the time, and then we just kind of wait for them. and then they wake up. Like, I've been choked out a lot. Now, I'm not saying it's the best thing that's ever happened to me, but I live to fight another day. Arm bars and stuff, you don't. So give the guy, especially the benefit of the doubt, a choke like that. It's not like he went limp. If I was losing, I'd probably go out there, find this referee, fuck him in the ass. You know, I would just really give it to him. Because he's a son of a bitch. And this fucking boss in front of me is a son of a bitch also. So fuck you, you son of a bitch. You know, it's kind of interesting. Because this is like my normal Road Rage radio show. Except for every once in a while I have to stop, because Matt's going to jump in. I don't really...
Sean O'Connell defeated Honey Marks via second round TKO. That opened the show. And then there's one fight on the prelims.
That's right, interrupted to say Sean O'Connell likes to talk. And it was really weird. And then he gave this fucking post-fight interview where he starts, like, instead of, like, calling out a fighter or somebody to fight, all he keeps saying is, like, the UFC fucked up, man. They should have made me their play-by-play guy. Like, he was upset that the UFC didn't give him Joe Rogan's job. And meanwhile, he just looks like he's like a smurf fucked a donut. Like a cruller or something like that. Like, kind of like a wavy-looking donut. He's just fat. And it doesn't look appealing. And his tattoos are ugly. So I'm not really a big fan of old Sean O'Connell. I mean, he's a good enough talker. He's smooth on the mic. He's not bad that way or anything. But he's clearly, you know, it's not like anybody's going, oh, we lost the next what's-his-face, Jimmy Smith. Now, if the UFC loses Sean O'Connell and gains Jimmy Smith, I think that's a bit of a win for the UFC, if you ask me. They give up Paul Felder. They recognize that talent. You know why? Because Paul Felder's professional and he's quality, isn't he? You're going to talk now, Matt? Maybe?
And on the prelims, there was an interesting fight. Robert Whatley defeated Thiago Tavares via second-round TKO at 35 seconds. The reason I note this, the maneuver that ended this fight was a low blow. He kicked Tavares in the balls. Tavares claimed after the fight that he feared his penis was fractured and broken. So after 5 minutes, he said he could not continue. So the ref waves off the fight. Apparently in Illinois, there is a rule on the docket that says if you can't continue after a low blow after 5 minutes, you lose by TKO. So anybody fighting in Illinois anytime in the near future, just try and kick the guy in the nuts as much as possible, because apparently you can win the fight that way on an illegal strike.
I think he clarifies the rule right here, so then I'll go with my rant. But it's kind of good. But it's so absurd. This is, of course, Illinois. This the only state in the union going to true no holds barred. And you know, we're really just letting it all fly there, man. It's just crazy. Just go around and kick people in the dick.
It is, yes.
Yeah, that's really clarified. And basically the rule is if the guy can't continue, you win the fight. So basically, if you kick a guy in the cock and you don't hurt him, you can lose a point. But if you kick him in the cock and hurt him enough, you can win the fight. Because Illinois is the best state ever. Nobody can beat us. New York can't beat us. Texas can't touch us. We are inventing new ways to win fucking fights in 2018, motherfuckers. You wish you could do that. You wish you could be me. I like hearing Matt laugh because I can't remember him laughing at shit of mine. I'm like, yeah, I was funny there, wasn't I? I'm trying to drop the jokes in at the same time so it'll kind of sync up and you'll be like, yeah, okay. But now it's just kind of weird because like you kind of hear him laugh maybe in the distant background, but you don't hear what I said that was funny. And now I'm noticing just how much silence there is on Matt's part during these shows. He's not laughing at anything. I am a terribly unfunny human being. This is a regretful enterprise.
Early Saturday morning, June 23rd, we had UFC Singapore. This took place at the Singapore Indoor Stadium in Klang, Singapore, before 6,419 Singaporeans. And
yes,
the main event, Leon Edwards defeated Donald Cowboy Cerrone by unanimous decision, 48-47 on all three cards. Cerrone got busted open early in the first or second, I think, with a knee along the cage. But I didn't really love this fight. It was all striking for the most part. I think Cerrone might have got one takedown and Edwards got right up. But not the most exciting fight in the world. Cerrone looked okay. I don't think he's totally shot, but I don't see him ever being a world champion contender anymore. big win for Edwards, I guess.
I didn't even know who won this fight, by the way.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it. I had no idea what happened. I legitimately did not know that Cerrone lost until I saw it on Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I just didn't care. It's really weird having conversations like this. I don't know how long the break is. How long have I done with this shit? We've done 12 minutes. Oh, fuck. I got the fucking air on in this car, but the air doesn't really work. And so, yeah. Ugh. It's hot in here. So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I want to take my clothes off. It's getting hot in her.
So yeah.
Take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I want to take your clothes off. Yeah. Smear you.
I mean, it wasn't like uncompetitive. Cerrone just looks like a guy who's 35 and has had 40 fights. You know, he's like, he's getting to that Matt Brown place where it's like, he's still good. He can beat a lot of guys, but he's slowing down. And, it was competitive. He claimed before the fight he almost pulled out of the fight because he was sick. Like, he then picked up the phone to call Dana White, and then he said, I can't do that. I'm going to go through with the fight. I guess he was, like, throwing up or had the flu or something the days leading to the fight. And I don't know if that's a bullshit excuse, but usually Cerrone doesn't have excuses after he loses, and he's lost a few fights over the years.
Yeah, I'm sure it's real. He's an idiot. He's going to go out there and just get fucked up. He's going to die in the cage because he's Cerrone, and he doesn't really appreciate the good things in life, like his children. Does he have any children? I think he does. He's got to have children, doesn't he? Like, there's no way Cerrone. Cerrone's not the kind of guy to pull out. Ah, come on. He's down Cerrone. Yeah, that's a good joke, right? Are you really fucking for real? Are you fucking for real? You fucking woman. You look brown. You're an illegal immigrant. That's what that was.
I mean, he's also been fighting out of his weight class, too. He's fighting at 170.
Fuck you, Peter. Like, you're going to let me the fuck in.
I don't know. If he went back down to 55 and fought some older dudes, he'd get some wins. I don't think he's going to be competitive with Khabib or anything, but I think he'd be competitive with, like, the lower top 10 at 155 still.
I want to see him fight Kevin Lee. You know, that'd be a good fight. Lee's got a couple wins recently. See where he's at. It really can tell us where Cerrone's at, too. Lee's really young, 25, something like that. I know Matt's going to say some of this in a couple seconds here, but I just want to get it in myself.
Does Kevin Lee have a fight book? I feel like he's fighting somebody decent.
He's not. He just had a fight, though. He beat Edson Barboza really, really good. He whooped his ass. Caged his skull in. And then Matt's going to learn that fact in a couple seconds here.
Is it him and Gaethje?
I was talking about how they announced...
Kevin Lee won that his last fight and he won it to beat, but I don't think he's booked in anything else. Did he beat Barboza?
See?
Beep.
Told you. They have the
he's
show.
He's still only 25, man.
Yeah, man, in a decade he'll be my age. Fuck me. A decade he'll be Cerrone's age.
I'll be almost 50 then.
Look at you.
Okay. Do you want spoilers for UFC Singapore?
I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to watch it.
I don't know. You're weird.
I am.
You have so much free time.
This is a lot of it. This is a really weird one for me. Like, even I'm like, this is kind of different. 5:43. I want to be home by 7. I gotta go to the marijuana store.
Any World Cup updates you'd like to share?
Germany shat the bed. That was fucking hilarious. They're out. I can't believe it. Otherwise, I've been enjoying the tournament. I feel like we gotta really get into it, though. I need something crazy to happen. Like, I guess, like, an abortion thing works. That's not really a World Cup, you know? Like, But
in the co-main event, we had Ovin St. Preux defeating Tyson Pedro by submission at 254 of the first round. It was a straight armbar, which was weird. You don't see too often in MMA. OSP got rocked early. Pedro drilled him with a couple of good shots up against the cage. OSP staggered, somehow got a takedown, got position, got on top, got side control, and just cranked this straight armbar. It was like a kimura kind of, but he didn't really twist it behind Pedro's back, because Pedro was laying down, so he couldn't really get it behind his back, but just kind of wrenched his arm out to the side and got the sub. Pedro chapped.
Yeah, I wish it was Von Flu choke or the Von Pru choke, whatever.
Speaking of, Jessica I defeated Jessica Rose Clark by unanimous decision, 30-27, 29-28, 29-28. This was all standing, and I was just a little longer, had the reach, was a little thicker, landed some more shots, but nobody was ever in danger in this fight. Afterwards, I cut this, like, ridiculous promo where she's screaming and jumping up and down like she just won the World Cup. She claimed she had been in the wrong division at 135 and that she was the best in the world at 125 and she wanted a title shot and that no one could compete with her at this weight.
Yeah, she's a delusional nut job. Fuck you, you fatty fat. You ain't gonna be anything in this sport, Jessica I. Why don't you close yourself off to the possibility of success? Because that'll save you the probability of heartbreak. I don't know what that really means. I know I just defended the honor of Jessie Jess. I just really like her. It's her eyes. I swear I've never seen a woman's eyes so beautiful in my life. Dead serious. She's probably got, she's got a lot of issues. You got tattoos on your face and shit. You've got issues.
Good one.
You're a cage fighter.
So that's two in a row. Also, just by decision for I. Yes, she also beat someone else not very good at 125.
Jessica I. It's fitting that she won during the World Cup because she wins Calindra a fight every four
Korea.
Years, just like.
By split decision.
I made a colander joke here. I did. It was about.
And in the opener.
I think he'll reference it now. I get with it back to the joke.
That's before. A colander.
There we go. Matt's going to talk about
colander. That was good. Colander Faria. In the opener of the main card, Li Jingliang defeated Daichi Abe by unanimous decision, 30-26, 30-27, 30-27. A lot of finishes on the prelims, if you like finishes. So Spalman there was a submission, then four knockouts in a row. Shane Young defeated Rolando Dai. So it was not Dai Young, it was Young Dai. Jake Matthews got a win, and Matt Danger Schnell also got a win, so he gets to stay in the UFC. And
I thought it was funny that he called him Danger.
Fight of the night went to Shane Young versus Rolando D. OSP and Song Yadong got performance of the night bonuses.
This is where I sing about singing a song about a dong. Dong, dong.
Last night we had Dana White Contender Series Season 2, Week 3. The biggest news was that Antonina Shevchenko defeated Jamie Navarra by second round TKO. Shevchenko is the sister of Valentina Shevchenko, top 125-pound women's fighter.
Next to Jessica, two Shevchenkos. Next to Jessica.
I remain corrected. I think somebody else got a contract as well. I forget who though.
Someone that beat their wife.
So yeah, we've got two new people under a UFC contract.
Yeah, great. Whoop-de-fucking-do, you know? I could just stop talking and edit this, couldn't I? I bet I could. I don't know. I don't give a fuck about Dana White's thing. You know, every time I see the acronym, it always looks like Dancing with the Stars. That's what I think of this. Some weirdo thing. Like, just a bunch of dudes in a warehouse fighting. It's like some sort of homoerotic fight club. That's where I get the impression from the thing. Plus, I don't have Fight Pass right now.
Speaking of hitting women and Dana White's Contender Series.
What?
Greg Hardy apparently injured in a AFL game. It's like this indoor football league.
I thought you were talking about the Arena League.
It says American Football League.
Which is not the one I'm thinking of. That's like a beer league.
He was debuting in his first game for the Richmond Rough Riders.
Gay.
This is not written well.
Neither is this show. That didn't make any sense.
ESPN reports he went down with a knee injury in the first quarter of the contest and his 30 has yet to be determined. Any potential matches Dana White would be prepared to schedule, but will now wait until the diagnosis on Hardy's knee is in. Both sides hoping for the best at this point. Signing on to the Rough Riders is a key indicator. The controversial defensive end is far from done with football. And admits he'd walk away from both the AFL and UFC if the NFL ever gave him another shot.
Motherfucker, Conor McGregor would do that. That's a joke I made there. I don't have the energy. But I think a lot of this comes from my delivery, you know? I'm such a funny, effusive individual. I don't know if effusive is the right word at all. But if I don't have, like, that feedback or I'm not feeling in the moment, I can't fake it. You know, I got to ramp myself up, build up to these things. It's just kind of like Greg Hardy, you know, building up to a career as a professional cage fighter. Big old bitch that he is, throwing his woman on a bunch of fucking guns and shit. What a dick. Like, what a piece of absolute shit. I know that, like, there's nothing you can do, because people got to live. Like, we're not going to kill people like that. But, like, I feel like in the old times, we would just banished him from the town, and he would have gone off into the woods or something. Like, we need more banishments. Like, that's what we got, like, the Midwest here for. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, we could just banish people to Nebraska. They'd never be seen again, and we'd all be happier that way. I could absolutely go for that.
Yeah, that I sent it to you, that story about that college quarterback who was 21 and committed suicide, and they studied his brain, and it's like a 60-year-old person's brain. It's like, it takes people a while to catch on, but eventually these sports are going to change. They just are.
Who knows? I jumped in and interrupted him there. I don't think it was worth it.
I missed that as well. I didn't read that far.
Told you.
Okay. How'd you explain UFC apparently signing Greg Hardy to some sort of deal that still allows him to play Arena League football? Remember when Jose Aldo had to sign a contract that said he wouldn't ride a motorcycle anymore because he hurt his ankle on a motorcycle once? Like, what the hell? This dude can play football and get injured and is under contract? Like, if he was like a big star, Dana White would be bullshit.
Yeah, well, but Jose Aldo's like a little child, and so their problem was having a kid on a motorcycle. He could have been on a scooter, like an Italian going ciao and all that. Then it would have been fine.
So maybe like a scooter or moped would be okay for him?
Exactly, like an Italian scooter. And, you know, then he could ride around like a little kid would do. That's what they were really looking for. You know, he's not big enough for the big kid ride. That's all the UFC wanted from him. Greg Hardy's a big boy. You know, he can handle it. Yeah, I know, it's true.
A man who is not Italian at all is Rashad Evans. He announced his retirement on Monday on the debut of Ariel Helwani's MMA show on ESPN Plus. Yeah, some sort of ESPN. I did not see. Okay, thank you. I believe Ariel's doing those 5-hour marathon interview shows still. So I won't be watching those, but he did break the news there. Evans is a former UFC light heavyweight champion, has career wins over Tito Ortiz, Rampage Jackson, Forrest Griffin, Chuck Liddell, Michael Bisping, Phil Davis, Chael Sonnen, Dan Henderson. So, I mean, the last, you know, 5 years hasn't been good for old Rashad. Ever since the John Jones fight, I don't want to say he's been a shell of his former self, but he hasn't been very good. A lot of losses at the tail end here, but at his peak, he was pretty freaking good. He was undefeated 13-0 when he fought Machida and got knocked out. And I think the Machida knockout was more just because he was being an idiot. At his peak, Rashad was fighting bigger guys and was beating them. He was really, really good. I think he's one of the more underrated guys and underappreciated fighters out there. Even like his win over Phil Davis, like he dominated Phil Davis on the ground. Rashad Evans people is a great fighter.
Very good fighter. He's Italian from the waist down, by the way. I don't know if they have big giant black dicks or not. But, good guy. Has a lot of big name wins that are kind of like, in hindsight, they look sad. Because like Tito and Rashad, Tito and Rampage and all these guys are like, oh, they're all broken. Like, we'll forget that he beat them when they weren't broken. They were actually really good fighters at that time. But now he got the job done. He's got some sort of Chicago connection. I think that's where he fought on the show here. And, he's a great fighter. A legitimate legend. I think I trash him a little bit. Because, again, it's not like he looks bad in history. It's just you got to have a little more context than you would some other guys. Because the names he beat, they all kind of just like... Forrest never seemed like he was that great, and Rampage has just been such a fucking down... You know, we need some distance and time, I think, to truly kind of get what's going on with him.
Yeah.
If you want to talk, Matt, you can. I'll let you jump in. Anytime. Really, man, anytime at all you want to jump in, I will back the fuck off and let you do it. fucking sweating my balls off right now.
At the time, they were still, like, Chuck Liddell wasn't totally washed up, and Bisping was, you know, young and, like, probably better than he is now. So, he also had a couple big shows. He had that fight with Rampage that did, like, 1 million buys coming off of Tough. He won Tough at heavyweight, which, granted, doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot, but... I think he's going to be underappreciated and kind of forgotten, and he was one of those guys who was smaller and did well in a weight class that he probably didn't really belong in to begin with. He had some big fights and a lot of big wins, so people only remember the most recent thing. I saw somebody mention that, like, Bisping's ending his career sort of on a high note. He won the title, had a big fight with GSP, took a short notice fight and lost, big deal, but Rashad, like, the last 6 years, like, kind of turned into a journeyman fighter.
Got big old black bitch tits. That's what he's got. Matthew, how could you agree with that? I've run this joke into the ground.
Right.
Fuck you. That was rude. Good timing, though. Can't beat that. Glad we only did an hour of this show. I'm already bored. I already want to stop. I got nothing to do.
Yeah, listen.
I'm fucking sweating and it's hot.
Listen to Dan Kelly, Sam Alvey, and Anthony Smith in the last three isn't the best. Nope. Kind of reminds me of, like, BJ Penn.
Poor BJ. That's what she said. No, that's what he said to her. So poor BJ. Do better, you bitch. You know, what am I paying you for? Damn whore. I saved up every penny for this. This is my birthday gift to myself.
Nate Diaz is back in the news again. He was at a jiu-jitsu tournament in California, and he got into a fight with a fan in the crowd. This show is called Fight to Win Pro 77 in Sacramento.
Was it? Maybe. Could be.
Too bad it wasn't this one. There is, like, grainy cell phone video of this. TMZ reports that nobody was arrested.
Oh, good.
Apparently he slapped a shit-talking fan who was heckling the Diaz entourage.
Maybe it was a shit-eating fan, and he wanted to save him from consuming feces. Or faces. I saw somebody spell, like, faces. Like, the way that they sometimes spell fairy in a funny way. I don't get what that's all about. Like, I usually just spell fairy M-A-T-T. Damn, I was hoping I timed that right.
Yeah, it's not much of a brawl, but it's like, come on, Nate, get it. Like, I know it's kind of his gimmick, but even so, it's like, what is wrong with you? He reportedly just had a baby as well. It's like 4 days after having a kid, it's like you're slapping some drunk fan in a crowd. It's like, come on.
It's always good when your reputation is, hey, he does stupid shit. It's always a sign. Good thing, man. Oh, shit. I didn't check out work. Hope this doesn't stop.
He's had a long-time girlfriend that he's been with a long time, who I think he, like, knows from Lodi or wherever the hell they're from.
That's good for him. At least he's got a...
I'm not sure. Maybe he's doing the Conor McGregor gimmick.
Okay, good. Yeah, he can do that gimmick if all he wants, you know?
The kid's a bastard, not the father, right?
Whoa, Matt, what the fuck is that all about? Come on, go easy on the kid. He's got a thing, Nate Diaz is a dad. Can you imagine that? That's some really dumb and slow stuff.
You know, I don't see the dad around much. They have a lot of pictures with the mom. I don't know what the dad's status is.
I don't know why he knows so much about the Diaz brothers' mom and dad, their marital status. That's weird. I don't know anything about their marital status.
Oh, God, I hear kids running around upstairs. They have risen.
One of them later died.
Let's keep moving here. John Jones and Daniel Cormier are feuding on Twitter despite John Jones' ongoing suspension.
These guys are fucking awesome.
I think one's good for me this week.
I was going to threaten to do another show.
it's a generous offer. Thank you.
I was prescient.
Jones is still suspended, and definitely we don't know how long Usada's gonna give him the boot. Daniel Cormier is gearing up for a fight against Stipe Miocic, I think July 6th or 7th, big fight for the heavyweight title. borderline super fight, depending on how you define that sort of thing.
You have to ask Bellator how to define a super fight.
Yes, yes.
Is that right?
So, Dana Cormier is convinced that Jones is working without a platform after years of turmoil both inside and outside the octagon. Jones recently caught wind of those remarks and fired back with some of his own on Twitter. He wrote, "I don't have a platform, DC. That just sounds dumb. Even after years of suspension, I have just as much, if not more, of a platform than you. Every win you get goes on my resume. You know who you dream about at night. I'm sure your wife knows who you dream about, too."
Man, I dream about John Jones's wife. Except he doesn't have one. Because he's a man whore, and she's just the... I don't know what her deal is. Maybe it's just a great game. Maybe John Jones is a great husband, or partner, whatever the fuck the term we use these days. So these, I like when these people are, I'm gonna be all progressive, like, I don't have a partner, man. I'm so open-minded. I don't get married. No, why would you get married? No, I have a partner. I don't know why my, that voice there sounds like Fran Drescher. It's kind of a dumb one. But yeah, get married already, kids. It's fucking rude. Do it. It's good for the kids. Don't you want what's best for the kids? Won't anybody think about the children?
Jones went on, "At first I thought you were trying to convince the fans I beat you because of performance-enhancing drugs. Now I'm pretty sure you've convinced yourself too. Keep doing that. The next time we fight, I'll be all cleaned up. Let's see you dominate me this time since I cheated the first two." Cormier responded on Twitter, "John, you're a bitch. You're one now. Always been one. Sit back and watch me be great, you steroid cheat. Let's not talk about wives, man. Come on, I'm sure with all the shit you've done, I could get a conversation from your wife. I mean, from your girlfriend, baby mama."
Man, he nailed it. He fucking called Jones on things I call him on. Therefore, he's automatically right. Somebody put a card on my windshield that said, "No atheist in hell." Which seems kind of weird. Like, if there's no atheist in hell... The atheists have fucking got the best of all worlds, man. No hell. They can be hedonists. They can fuck whatever they want to fuck. Like, I can't fuck whatever I want to fuck. You know how many times I wanted to fuck a dude, but I haven't? Because I don't want to go to hell. If I was an atheist, I'd be fucking dudes and still not going to hell. I don't know if that's really how it works. It'd be kind of weird if it was only Christians in hell. Like, the only people that went to hell are those that actually believed in it. God was just like, "Look, if you're going to go with this shit, then I'm just going to give it to you. I didn't ask you for that one. I was just going to, like, say sorry that life sucks and give you a hug. But if you insist..."
What are poppers?
Poppers are something that you, the gay men take, amyl nitrate, and they, help loosen up the ass, loosen up the asshole for some butt sex.
Well, this will be another show I can't tell my mom about.
It's true, and that's exactly what I said there, too.
Bellator announces a broadcast deal with streaming service DAZN.
For real. Can't believe it.
The promotion has agreed to terms on a new 5-year, 9-figure distribution deal with online streaming service DAZN, Bellator officials announced Tuesday at a press conference at Viacom's New York headquarters. The partnership will see Bellator air 7 events per year exclusively on DAZN, plus an additional 15 events that will be simulcast in the United States on both Paramount Network and DAZN. Events that air via tape delay on Paramount Network will nonetheless be streamed live on DAZN.
That was a nice, but it was.
Word on the street from Ariel Helwani is that this is a 9-figure streaming deal. So 9 figures to me says 100 million would be the lowest possible amount for 5 years for Bellator. I don't think DAZN is going to last that long. They also have they signed a $1 billion deal with Eddie Hearn's boxing league or some shit. This company I don't think is going to be around that long, but good for Bellator getting $100 million for their crappy shows if nobody even watches.
Oh man, it's just more fucking free shit. Nobody's gonna watch it. Maybe it's 9 figures if you have like 5 of the figures.
Well, maybe they see the UFC deals and all the money they're getting in WWE and be like, "We should get in on this." And for $20 million a year, it seems like a bargain compared to hundreds of millions a year these real networks are spending.
How can people with so much money be so fucking stupid? And yet they are. and they keep running things. I'll tell you how. The Jews. Yeah, you heard me. The Jews. They're controlling the media. They control the Bilderbergs. The fuck they are. They control Davos. Fucking, they own all the newspapers. That one might be true. I don't really know. I bet it's kind of cool to be Jewish. I should just fake it. Get all kinds of career opportunities that way. I bet it was like every Jew knows each other. I suspect they do. Well, I must have ranted for a while there. I thought it was going to be a short joke about the Jews. All of a sudden, it's become a little bit of a polemic, and I'm not comfortable with that. This is a struggle. One could even call this my struggle to stop being an anti-Semite. What the fuck, Mike? I wonder if somebody could take that out of context. Yes, they probably could. No, I was talking to myself. I wish Matt would talk again. I can't keep up with this shit. I don't even know what he was talking about. I'm fucking sweating. It's hot as shit.
Deal slated to launch with the September 29th event in beautiful San Jose, California. The card will feature a champion versus champion super fight between Gegard Mousasi and Rory McDonald.
Yep, Rory's going up.
Yes.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Yes, I don't think Mousasi's going down to 170. I believe Rory McDonald's going up to 185.
And I hope he dies of kidney failure. I do, even though that's not how that works at all. But Rory McDonald sucks. He's boring. He's just, and I'm not even like funny boring anymore. He's just kind of like annoying. I only want to see him compete against the very best. Otherwise, he's boring me. And Gegard Mousasi, what the fuck is Gegard Mousasi? You pulled that one out of their asshole. I'll tell you how they did it, though. They took poppers and they pulled it out of their asshole. That's how they work, people. First you take the poppers, and then you pull Rory McDonald out of your asshole. I don't really get what I'm saying. I'm sweating. I'm gonna look so disgusting going into
also
this.
On the September 29th, we'll see Wanderlei Silva versus Quentin Jackson for the fourth time.
Yip-de-doo.
At heavyweight.
If Rampage makes heavyweight. Fucker made like 265 last time. Barely. He's a big fat guy. He's a fatty fat.
Plus the start of Bellator's upcoming welterweight Grand Prix.
Yeah, I know. Rory McDonald not in the welterweight Grand Prix. I want MVP to be in it. He's going to be in it. He's going to lose. I don't get the point.
Well, he's also the champ, so he probably doesn't need to be in it. Tournament is set to feature Michael Page, Paul Daly, Douglas Lima, Andre Koreshkov. McDonald's up in the air, depending on whether or not he beats Gegard. That's who we've got for the tournament thus far.
I gotta remember, Bellator talk sucks.
Probably not. We should also note that Bellator has signed up-and-coming fighter Lyoto Machida.
He can fulfill my dream and take the place of Glover Teixeira to be the alternate that wins the Openweight Grand Prix. But still, that's my call. I'm calling it now. Fuck you, people. It's going to be Machida doing it. I'm getting credit for this one still. Just like I called that abortion would be illegal before Donald Trump's second term. And that's going to happen. I am on fire lately with this shit. You should all bow down and worship it. People next to me are looking like I'm funny and weird. Wouldn't it be awesome if I was on a train right now? No, instead I'm riding along in my automobile.
Well, maybe Chinzo told Leota that Bellator's the place to be.
All you could drink piss buffet. That's what they have.
Yeah, but you can. There's so many options in different places you can drink piss backstage here. You should come on board.
Man, that's your legacy in life. You drink piss on TV.
In fights this weekend, I believe this is a Friday night show on the Paramount Network. We have Bellator number. Do you have the guys in the car with you?
I did, actually. I had some racist thing here. I said it was 202, but it's actually 201. But I'm going to get it first. Suck a dick, bitch. Talk already. Speak up, boy. Can't hear you back there.
201.
Quit your jibber-jabbering.
Yeah, what? They haven't run a show in like a month. They took a month off and no one seemed to care or notice. And I don't think anyone's going to care unless I actually have a show this weekend. This one is headlined by Alina Leigh McFarlane, who is their flyweight champion defending against Alejandra Lara.
McFarlane's cute. I want to play with her boobies. She's She's got a.
I think she's the woman who beat up that soccer mom in that viral video. Yeah, she's come a long way. That seems like even more of a mismatch now.
Or is it? I mean, women can take a licking, can't they? Oh, I just realized that joke. That's not bad. I see a bird sitting up there in the light. Oh, it's sweaty as fuck in here, man. And that's all this show is. Just sweat. And gonorrhea alert? What the fuck? What the fuck kind of fucking billboard is that? Gonorrhea alert? FreeSTDCheck.org. Fuck, I didn't know there was an alert for gonorrhea. Oh, is it alert or outbreak? Alert. I guess that's better. I thought it was gonorrhea outbreak. What the fuck? I don't like gonorrhea outbreak. Now, FreeSTDCheck.org. Org. I was going to say org, then O-R-G. It became out as org. Because, like, it was O-R-G, orgy. I want to have an orgy, then I'll have an STD, probably gonorrhea.
Also on the card, we have Syed Awad versus Ryan Couture. Valerie Letourneau versus Christina Williams. And Juan Archuleta versus Robbie Peralta on the main card.
Main event anywhere in the country. This promotion's got to just be money laundering for the Jews in Israel. That one I do believe.
On the prelims, you do have Ed Ruth fighting at welterweight and Tyrell Fortune fighting at heavyweight.
Favored Fortune.
Two former NCAA. I don't know if Tyrell Fortune was a champ.
Bold
favors. All-American wrestlers there.
He favors the bold?
Who Bellator's been bringing up slowly.
That's the joke. He favors the bold. We have Ed Ruth on shit TV instead of on real TV.
You know what would be a hilarious fight at welterweight? It would be Ed Ruth versus MVP.
It's not funny
just
at all.
Just watch Ed Ruth as like an experienced guy who nobody knows just take him down, beat him up round after round.
That was a Krusty the Clown segment once on Simpsons. Krusty just beat up people, little kids. Probably was. The show's like I've become MST3K on my own show. This is kind of interesting. This is the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. See my fucking legacy.
No UFC this weekend.
Thank goodness. Oh, I thought you were going to talk some more. Yeah. Oh. Are you there? No, he's not there. Yeah, no UFC. I will have to...
Why don't you have air conditioning?
I don't know, because I'm poor.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking about air in my car there, mm-hmm. too. I've been bitching about this all day. At least I'm consistent. My muscles look huge. They do. Kind of burst out of his shirt. Trying to impress my hot boss.
Mm.
I don't think it's going to happen. Like, I feel like I'll chicken out and like text her and I'll be like, you want to go on a date? And then she'll... Although my brain, I don't know. I don't know if people do this shit anymore. I've never like... I always meet
Sounds
people
like... Sounds like you're underwater.
Yeah. I do feel like I'm underwater because I'm in debt up to my eyeballs.
Okay. I don't have much stuff prepared this week, but I've got one story that caught my eye.
Okay. Would not the SCOTUS.
Are you familiar with Diamondbacks pitcher Archie Bradley?
I am, actually. He's kind of a weirdo. Does weird shit with long toss.
Why? Why do you know about him? Because I hadn't heard about him until today.
It's a long toss shit. I thought it was either him or it could be Patrick Corbin I'm thinking of, but I'm pretty sure it's Archie Man. From Stanford, some shit, like, kind of a weird, quirky dude. And I think we're going to find out why in a couple seconds here. Eventually, if Matt talks. If he doesn't talk, it's been a good show, everyone. I've had a good ride.
I think you have it right. In a recent interview, he mentioned that I was warming up to go into a game. I knew I had the next hitter. I knew he was on deck. That bat was kind of taken a little bit. As a bullpen guy in these big situations, I call them nervous pees, where, like, I don't have to pee a lot, but I know I have to pee before I go in the game.
I do that.
I can't believe I'm telling you this, Bradley said to Yahoo Sports. So it's a 2-2 count, and I'm like, man, I have to pee, I have to go pee. So I run in our bathroom real quick, I'm ready to go, I'm trying to pee, and I actually shit my pants. Like, right before I'm about to go in the game, I poop my pants. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know I'm a pitcher away from going in the game. So I'm scrambling to clean myself up. I get it cleaned up the best I can, button my pants up, and our bullpen coach, Mike Fetter, says, hey, you're in the game. So I'm jogging into the game to pitch with poop in my pants, essentially. It's the most uncomfortable I've ever been on the mound, and I actually had a good inning. I had a clean inning, and I walked in the dugout. I was like, guys, I just shit myself. They didn't believe me. Then the bullpen came in, and they're like, oh, my God, you had to see this.
He's a grown man, shat himself, and his first instinct was, I'm going to tell all my buddies. National TV, millions of people watching you shit yourself. You're a grown man. You're a professional athlete, you son of a bitch. Why don't you get a hold of yourself? Grow up a little, you know? This is all fun and games. Some of us sweat in our cars as we drive and talk for a living. And you're out there shitting everywhere like a dog in heat. Damn son of a bitch. I won't stand for it, is what I'm telling you. Can't stand for it ever again. Not anymore. Sick and tired of professional athletes and making shit wherever they want. How do you think that mound felt? You could have shook out your leg. It could have rolled onto the rubber. Where the shit hits the rubber. Why is the fucking traffic stopped up here? Like, seriously, you fucking morons. Learn to fucking drive. This is inexcusably stupid. You on the motorcycle, get away from me. I'm too high to drive properly. Look, people, this will be used against me as evidence in court one day if anything happens.
Probably the biggest news in the world of politics this past week was Sarah Huckabee Sanders getting kicked out of a restaurant in Virginia called the Red Hen. Apparently the owner of the restaurant got word that she was dining there, came to the restaurant and politely asked her to leave her establishment. For some reason, Huckabee Sanders thought it would be a good idea to write about this on Twitter, where she kind of sort of dissed the owner and mentioned the name of the restaurant. The next day, I believe Trump also tweeted about the Red Hen. And now restaurants all across the world with the name Red Hen are getting death threats and threatening phone calls.
Yeah, it turns out this was not the biggest story of the week. He had no idea.
You think the one in, like, Scotland that was getting the messages is also getting positive ones?
Yeah, I bet they are. Liberals are stupid. Matt would know. He is one. Oh, burn, motherfucker! The guy in the motorcycle behind me is a black guy. I didn't see that coming. But yeah, now we have another Supreme Court. It's going to be two for Trump already. Ginsburg's right. Hanging on by a fucking thread, so that's going to be three motherfuckers. I want to get a shirt that says, wait until... wait till we get six. In the back it'll say, there's a reckoning is coming. Just like, fuck you guys. You had the Supreme Court for all them years. We got fucked over. Kennedy was a fucking little pussy piece of shit. We're gonna get it back now, bitches. I'm taunting you. Why? Because it's all sport. Everything we do in this world of politics is sport. Red team, blue team. I don't give a fuck what team you're on. I'm on my team. My team has to win everything. So I don't want anybody that's going to bridge the gap. I don't want people that mind the gap. I want people that take giant shits in the gap and then drown their opponents in the shit. I want to fucking own this Supreme Court for 40 fucking years. I want to force these fucking little... Fucking faggot is the only good... I love the alliteration, but I don't want to say this. This is not a good word to say. There's like no... Because I'm never like, there's these gnarly... No, I would not. No windows down. I'm not yelling that one out. Not yelling that one out. See where the Laura Ingalls Wilder, who wrote The Little House on the Prairie. Like this... It's a fucking Little House on the Prairie, right? She's had some literary award named after her. They removed her name from the fucking award because they've deemed her a racist. The lady from Little House, they've deemed Little House on the Prairie to be racist. I want everyone to stop and realize that's why I need to run the fucking Supreme Court. Because there are people out there who think that Little House on the Prairie is too racist to be read by children. This is what they do in all of communist society throughout time. They fucking rewrite history. They purge history. This is what Stalin did. Not hyperbole. This is like, not like he's literally Hitler. Like, no. Like, he genuinely purged history of literature. This fucking Little House on the Prairie. Huck Finn. Like, I'm not a man. This isn't like the right-wing guy going, they're coming after me and I can't, like, say nigger on TV. And everyone's like, oh, shut the fuck up. Like, you people, well, I guess it actually applies when it comes to Huck Finn. But, like, they're removing objectively great literature. They're trying to burn Huck Finn. It's Huck Finn. We all know this one's great. And there's a generation, and there's a generation of them that want to do this to us, people. We need to fight back. I want the fucking Civil War to come, you motherfuckers. Because I am waiting to punch something. I want to know that not paying off any of my student loans and fucking just like having nothing is going to pay off. I fucking watched Fight Club. I've watched it 1,000 times. It got me through most of my life. I am ready for this shit. I've watched The Edge. I know how to kill a bear. I want the fucking survivalist thing to come true, motherfuckers. So give me this shit, all right? Give me the fucking Civil War. I want it. I want it now. I will be valuable in a fucking war. I am an able-bodied man. Women will flock to me for protection. I'm not a big fat, fatty fat. I'm able-bodied. I know things. I can beat people up for the most part. Fuck, man, I will be a fucking king in the apocalypse. Just like every other, you know, dissatisfied white man will be. That's how it is. It's always white male nerds. There's always nerds who look at the world and go like, ah, you know, the fucking world is unjust. So in the, but it's the same. It's the same thing. The difference between me and them is that some of those people are like on the left right now, and they're like, ah, I'm gonna burn it all down. You're not allowed to read Little House on the Fucking Prairie anymore.
What a long rant.
Yeah, I had to. You know, you forced me because you weren't talking.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I would never not, like, working in the restaurant business, 20 some odd years at this point.
Oh, yeah, this.
Like, the only people I've ever refused to serve are, like, habitually, like, shitty people. Like, they are, you know, harassing maid staff or are shit faced. Right, exactly. Like, I would have made a gay wedding cake for that couple. I would have served Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It's like, you're a business and you're gambling, and it's just like, is it worth the risk when you're a public business trying to turn a profit, small business? I wouldn't risk it. I think the Red Hen is a small enough place where even if they turn away half of the customers in the area, this is a big enough news story that there's going to be enough front pages that'll go there and keep them in business for years. Literally years. We traveled through Virginia, like, let's check out that Red Hen place. You know, like, for them, it'll probably work. If you were, like, a big national chain, you'd probably be effed. For a huge restaurant with, like, 500-some-odd seats, you don't want to alienate half your crowd. But, yeah, the idea of restaurants is you're in the hospitality business. You should be welcoming and feed people and thank them when they leave. Unless they're a dickhead in the building where they're disrupting other customers, they're super loud, they're super obnoxious, other people can't enjoy their meals because of you being a douchebag, or, you know, they're legit hostile to your staff, and you gotta boot them for that. I've had to fire customers before. I didn't tell them they can't come in anymore. I had a guy get in a fight at our bar once. I mean, he called them a few days later and wanted to come back. I'm like, I can't let you come back in. You punched another customer. Shit like that.
I like that this is, like, going to become the
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a legit reason.
I got a joke.
It's not based on your sexual preference or your politics or anything. Just come in and act normal, and you can come in as much as you want. We'd love to have you. We want your money.
I like that this place is going to become like the, it's like a national sightseeing tour, like a rest stop, it's like a liberal sightseeing tour. I like the idea that we're not going to have liberal conservative.
And a little bit of it, but, sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry. Liberal conservative sightseeing tours. Like, this is the spot where Donald Trump was first winning! And this is the spot where they kicked out Sarah Sanders! Oh yeah, boy! Like, this fucking Civil War is going to be so awesome. It's going to be so weird. Like, to see, like, it's gonna be so weird. Like, I'm part of the destruction of America. And nobody's gonna see the cuts coming because it's so nice still. It's such a nice place. We're gonna destroy this place. We're tearing this beautiful country apart. It's all the Democrats' fault. Yeah, that's how it is. Donald Trump's a victim, man. The victim of the system. What if he is? Wouldn't that be weird? Like, that'd be like the toughest pill of all to swallow. If Donald Trump really had nothing, like if he'd never been to Russia, and he was a true victim of like some bullshit, you'd be like, huh. Cause like even like his supporters, even guys like me are kind of like liking the moment. Like, if Donald Trump, he's a dick. Like, he didn't deserve to be happy. I want like things to work because I like the policies, but I don't personally care if Donald Trump is happy. He is an asshole at times. And that's all I really got to say about that. Wish Matt would talk now. I'm trying not to get in a car accident. 6:24. I will make it in time, I hope. I hope I didn't just jinx myself. I hope I help myself to some more marijuana in a couple of seconds or 10. And then I won't feel anything again. Yeah, I won't. No, I won't. No, I won't feel anything again. Matt's turn to talk is what I hope. Or I'll go up in smoke. Damn, that would have been good. I gotta stop talking so much on this show. I gotta remember to write that down too. Talking about Bellator.
Yeah.
Bell ring. Talking, and I also talk too much. You go ahead, Matt. No, please.
I think the one difference between the two cases is the argument would be,
you can't help being gay.
You are who you are, but you can control your behavior and your politics. And
I can't.
Being gay doesn't infringe on somebody else's right. What two people do between closed doors is their business. But what the Trump administration and Sarah Huckabee Sanders do on a daily basis affects whatever millions of Americans every day, and I can't support that, and I don't want them in my establishment. There's an argument there. I don't think it's a great one, because how do you determine what somebody's politics are? And how do you decide how much of an impact they have? It's like trying to decide who's a Nazi and who you're going to punch. Like, there's people say Trump's a Nazi. I don't think Donald Trump is a Nazi.
Here first.
So someone that's so I would support, but we probably see dozens of morons every day.
I call them black people. If you want to call them morons, you can, Matthew. I mean, that is your prerogative. It's my prerogative. That's that song. I don't know the words at all, or apparently the tune or the melody or anything. What's the difference between melody and harmony and shit? I don't know. But I'll tell you what I do know. I know the law.
I think I lost you.
Oh, he thought he did.
You in a tunnel?
No, actually I'm on the open road. Far, far away from you. Fuck, man, we should do this for the show next week. Matt records like a bit, and then I record a bit. And I have to react to him. Like a count... point, counterpoint type of deal. Just cooler. I hope I can make it to my marijuana dealer. I love that I can go to my marijuana dealer and it's legal. I don't like that it's expensive. Marijuana should cost, I think it's...
Also, if you're called the Red Hen, shouldn't it be Republican? It should be the Blue Hen. They should change their name.
I agree. This is where I got bothered and I talked about how growing up, I never liked
it. I always thought that was a weird thing.
Yeah, I didn't like that, you know, Republicans were red and Democrats are blue. I always thought the Democrats are the commies. They should be red. Like, the commies are reds, and, you know, they're the reds. They're the red machine, all this shit. How did the Republicans get that one? I don't want to be red. But now I'm the red side, and he's the blue team. And I get to play for paintball. We should just do a fucking civil war of paintball. Red team versus blue team. Like the Purge, only paintball. And whichever side wins, they win. Like, that's how we decide all Congress from now on. Yeah! Who wants to get rid of fucking guns now, bitches? Okay, actually, if we're all running around shooting each other paintball guns, I might want to get rid of real guns. I will concede that point. That might be a good idea when it's all said and done. I mean, I don't want somebody to get, you know, the wrong impression. Shoot me for real. It could hurt. Right, man?
You could just move to a country that's having a civil war, like the Sudan or something.
Yeah, but that's full of black people. You know, I don't want to be there. No, I want some good old-fashioned white civil war in. By the way, his dog shit everywhere.
Right, yeah, I mean, you have that all the time anyway.
Yeah, I know, your dog shits everywhere all the time. Then he took his wife to breakfast. That was
okay,
nice.
Okay, we're at about an hour now, so I think we can probably call it a day. The pub is barking, the kids are banging around, the house is probably on fire upstairs. So I'm going to call it a day and actually skip this recording, because there's a good chance that it either didn't record or the audio quality is so bad it'll be unlistenable.
No shit!
Thank you for listening this week. We should be, maybe you might do a solo show next week because it's the 4th of July.
Yeah, I'll be playing with myself. Why don't I shut up already? Say goodbye, man.
Yes.
Say goodbye.
To people.
Say goodbye to everybody. All right? We're done with the show. Go home. What are you still around here for? There's nothing to watch. Really? Seriously?
Did you just get out of the car?
Yeah. No.
Oh, this was good timing. We made it in exactly an hour.
Took me a little longer to get home. Thanks a lot, Obama.
Okay. Well, good luck with your boss. I hope you don't do anything stupid.
I really think I should ask her out.
Okay.
I feel like I have to.
Thanks for the MMA and stuff on halfgarden.com. You can check out the show on iTunes, Google Play. We appreciate our listener, and there'll be some version of the show next week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, man, this was a fucking ride, wasn't it? Anyways, everybody, thanks for listening. I don't know how good the audio quality was. I gotta roll my windows as I finish this bad boy up. But that was definitely, you know, it's not what I expected for the show this week, but I'm glad it happened this way. Because I like having something new and different. You know what I'm saying? It's good. It's fun. It's experimental. That's what life is. That's what podcasting is, man. You're supposed to experiment. Lick something you haven't licked before. Fuck something you haven't fucked before. That's the message of this week's podcast here. MMA and stuff at halfguarded.com. Thanks. If you've listened to this whole thing, thanks for all that. I hope it was a good ride. I don't know what comes next, but whatever it is, I hope you're there with me. But until that time comes, I remain your humble host, Mike Coughlin, for MMA and Stuff, an integral part of the halfguarded.com radio empire network of awesomeness, saying to one and all, good fight, good night, et au revoir, mes amis.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.